heart. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Commentary. In verses 27 and 28, the issue here is not the God-given mutual attraction of men and women, but the selfish promptings of lust. Sin does not come out of nature, but out of the distortion of nature for self-indulgence. Thoughts that enter the mind involuntarily are not sins, but temptations. They become sins only when they are held and entertained. Verse 29 says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. This imagery is not to be taken literally, but refers to decisive action to avoid sin and to continue in purity.